Oh, he did the
speech.
end. We did the end.
Yeah,
The
speech. Oh, right. The press table.
How many bottles of wine did
Exactly.
you
The press table. Get it.
Maybe 25, 30.
Okay, and how many bring home?
They're all open. I don't know.
Everything was open.
Well, you know, every table had a bottle.
Why? I just brought my bottles.
No, I bought 12. But that one's drinking. They brought myself.
So, is that John?
John.
Yeah, hold on. Well, the main difference?
Well,
is your beers and his? I don't know.
No, every guy takes a little bite. The
leave it over. It's not. He's not drinking real. You got to drive home.
Yeah, don't worry.
Anyway, today is the end of the Masechta, finishing Kedushin. Siyum is in full swing on Sunday night. Sunday 6:30 is Miles.
Just actual chair, no one else.
No, not just bring whoever you feel could be mechuzik. Please bring them. Any yuchsin that you have, you can bring. Any yuchsin that you have. That guy also, he set himself up. He set himself up only between the men and ladies. He could see the ladies. He get, you know, he knows exactly what he needs to do. You know? Yeah. Sure. Ladies really want to see him. Yeah. Anyway,
not that guy was.
I went to a wedding after the bar mitzvah, and Mice, I got home very late. I got home at like, I don't know what time, 11:45, Yasin's wedding. Stay a little bit. Friend of mine, his kid, brother. Anyway, Mice, when I came home, my friend Maestro called me as a yeshiva about shoe.
There you go.
So he told me on Mice, it's a mind blowing story. I'm telling you, crazy story. He said his Talmud lives in Berry, in that town, Berry, in that way that they slaughtered the whole place. Told him the story, it's a first-hand story.
Well, now it's second.
They have, there's a couple there, fry couple. The wife decided she started kitchen. Started kitchen.
No.
I never heard the story. I mean, I heard a lot of stories.
No, that's the one with the lady in
the hand. No,
she thought keep jobs. I hope not to keep jobs.
She had
two kids, and she was pregnant. But my sister, they went away every Shabbos. Every Shabbos went away.
Because
no one kept jobs. Every Shabbos went away. But my sister, she didn't feel well. She's pregnant. She was, I don't know what she do, but she wasn't feeling well. He invited a young couple that they know to Berry for Shabbos. She wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30. She hears shooting. Arabs screaming. Yeah. Tells the whole family, everybody with this young couple, let's go into this
safe room.
Go into the safe room. And she hears shechitas like no one's business. 6 hours. Nobody knocks on her door. Nobody tries to get in. Around her, slaughter. And they're going crazy. They're calling Tzava all the time. They're going nuts. But nobody knocks on the door. They're like, they don't know what to make of it. Finally, Tzava comes 6 hours later. They save them, take them out of Berry. They bring them to her parents' house, which is, I don't know, a few kibbutz them away. And they go on. They kill the terrorists, the 1,500 terrorists in Berry, or not, a million terrorists over there. On a terrorist, they found a map. The map, these were all lefties, and all the lefties, they had the Arabs working with them. They gave them gifts to bring back to Gaza. They helped, they were part of the Arabs were part of the family. The Arabs who worked for them, the Lomo guys, the guys, they wrote down every house who lived in the house and had a map of every house who lived. By these people's house, Khan is their name, it said on the map, there are two kids, husband and wife, live here. But they're never home for Shabbos. So skip this house. Don't waste time. Mary Digamasa. Crazy story. Well, you heard the story before? Mary Digamasa. Crazy story. Anyway.
What's the point?
You're using it the first week.
Huh? It wasn't they weren't stuff. Who's in there?
Yes,
you
were.
You were German shop. Did he go away?
No, she was a college. She was a college. 5 years, a month ago. No, no, a few months ago. And they went away because you can't get a job. They were right down.
He didn't say
that.
No, he didn't.
I didn't have that. Okay, you don't have to argue. I said it good or not. I mean, my words are not exactly so good.
You know? Tried to say it well.
Listen, we knew the stories. My English is as good as the kids who were singing last night.
Ooh.
You know what I said? My English was as good as the kids who were singing last night. It's a mother's job to tell the kids that they're tone deaf, okay? So whoever's kid is tone deaf, please tell your wife to tell them. Tell the mother to tell the kid that they're tone deaf. Anyway, it was very nice. My mitzvah. Really appreciate all those carbs. Really good.
Carbs.
Today's sponsor, Push Lema, Yaisi Mirachel, Shmuel and Bracha. And for all the Chayalim who are in there, I went last night to Fortech. He invited me to see him because he finished Kedushin, one of his first. I'm going to see him.
I went in the middle. That was one.
He waited for me to see him and he spoke forever, gave the whole thing. Very, very nice, very emotional. Maisa, his brother, who's 36 years old, is in Gaza, in the Golani. What's it called? He's there on the front lines. His wife gets a text message every night, every day, once a day from the Tzava, that their chevra is alive and kicking. No, there's no phones. And how long is he in there? He says minimum 3-4 weeks. They have once a week they call home for 10 minutes. It's crazy. In Gaza. He said he wakes up. What? Yeah, he has two kids. Three kids. Lives in Beit Shemesh. I don't know. He told me he wakes up in the middle of the night, checks his phone, he says, like, crazy. Never. Can't sleep. I know. Brother in Gaza. Shaking his eye. Anyway, it's no jokes. We need a lot of rach b'shamayim. No jokes. L'yimad Adam Ravak Svar Seferim. So we're up to the Mishnah Pei Beis. It's the last.
What are
you doing? We didn't finish that one.
Yeah, we didn't finish that one.
I don't know
about
next year.
Yeah.
Four tech
finishes. Okay, let's go.
Egidilu
is Ayash Maksusai. Right, that's what I'm doing. Even before that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a robot. No, we had to come by. Yeah. Egidilu is Ayash Maksusai. So you get, pay the Alvon base, kind of Michael Maravushan. It deals with Yashua Ksusa, the Kama, Amar of Adabra Azam, Amar of Azi, Tinoik is Bastation Sharmi Amechot, Tinik Ben Shtaim is Sharmi Amechot. So 9 in one day, and a boy is 12 in one day. Ikidami Tinoik is Bastaim is Sharmi Amechot, Tinik Ben Shosh is Yamechot, 13. Is everything like the issue Shaddai and Nechoinu is Sarat Tzomach? It means once it's developed. Well, it's the last block. I can get a few words right. He's not embarrassed. She's not embarrassed. Once it's Bush Aram, and she knows Rashi's Yedea Tambia, then it's already a problem. He put her in a lap. Amale lois sover lo mara de makacha. And you have to be careful. You have to go away. You have to keep away from it. Like Aish Zish, Rashi says. I wasn't going for Chibas. I wasn't going for Chiba. I was being just to show her mother that I love the kid. I guess it wasn't his kid, it was her kid.
It was a granddaughter.
It was granddaughter, right. He's just trying to show his Chiba. He wasn't trying to do the Chiba of showing that he loves his granddaughter. Not that he's doing chiba al chiba. Explain it, chaplain. Lo yilamid, Adam, be careful. I'm actually, I'm very impressed. You've been on mitzvah for 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
Yeah, the whole thing. I'll stay longer than you. I'll stay longer.
All right, yeah.
Not only was I there, I didn't have a side effect over there. I wasn't watching a game. I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't watching this guy.
You came late. You came at 8 o'clock.
How many were you watching that?
Last week, this week, he goes to Remington's to watch the game.
Yeah,
always wipe the light.
7 o'clock.
No, it's always 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock.
No, but Lamarcus, you got a good kid from Morgan. Anyway, no, when you went to Morgan. By the way, hello, if not from Morgan, we're going to let you know 1 o'clock. Well, you don't want other.
He told us 1 o'clock.
You weren't in such good shape last night either.
No, yeah, he wasn't drunk.
What? It was him the whole thing?
Pretty much.
Layum and Adam, you ready? Now up to Rechaim Mechum and Rusha. Mishnah. Layum and Adam, Ravak Seifrim. A guy who's Layum and Adam, Ravak Seifrim. A person who's singular should not teach, should not give a class with boys. Lasim with Isha Seifrim, a woman who's single, should also not. It's repetitious. The Gemara doesn't know what it means to say is even if you're married but your wife is not with you, you have a problem. A person who's single should not be a shepherd for animals, but then he has a taiva, and it's a problem. Two singular guys should not sleep in one towels because again the taiva is hot. Macham say it's not a problem. Why? Because we're not cautious. On both Zachar and the Behemoth. We're not Kosher Mishka Zachar, and we're not Kosher Mishka Behemoth. So now you don't have to worry about these things. My time up. So what's the reason why I can't teach? Elaim Rishon Yenuki, those are the kids. Yotanya Amrullah Lev Yehuda, Lenach Yisrael Mishka Zachar Lel Behemoth. Ela Ravak Mishim Amsin the Yenuki, Isha Mishim Avas the Yenuki, because Amas is the mother brings the kids, and the father brings the kids, they worry about the kids, and they come in and out of the school, they're checking out the this, the that, and Mela, if you're single, you're going to be, you'll get to know the women, you get to know the men, and the lady will get to know the men, and you can come into do Avera. And Rabbi Yashub says, I, Lamaisa, we find in this generation, in many generations, there were many single Rebbein. So what's the, he says, because our meaning is not the men and the women don't hang out in the school. So because they don't hang out in the school, the way the normal schools are, is you don't have to really interact with a woman face to face or with a man face to face. PTA once here, you can always say, I'm not coming PTA, I'm doing it on the phone. You can do that. And also there's a lot of people there, so it's not really such a problem. Men don't go to girls. It's interesting, by Chaim Kohn's yeshiva, the ladies come. Every single mother comes. He like encourages the women, the families to come together. Mother and the father. He encourages both. But you should also?
Why?
I don't know why.
But you own your kids whatever.
There's no PTA.
There is PTA. I go myself.
Yeah,
it's
not right.
I guess so. Okay. I don't know. Not by her bad ones. Okay. Everybody's the Amir. I'm Misha Ain, like, Ibari Lahu. No, by Chaim Kohn. Now, not so much, but for sure, at the beginning, you had to bring your wife for her when you came with your son. Because you had to know what the house looked like. If the situation was bad news, you'd tell him, listen, no, it's not true. Because you're right away, what do you do on Sunday night in the house? Do I have to be up Sunday night? We watch movies. It's a
100%.
100%. Okay. Sit by the bed.
We say we watch movies.
No, say, well, Sunday night we go out usually. Most of it, yeah. Okay. I mean, now he doesn't. Take his acceptance a lot different now. So he puts his caliber went up on the family.
He puts it on the application.
But yeah. Lazam Amish ain't like, you'd be surprised the stupidity.
So go on.
You though. Morgan won this one. Ibailu, Misha ain't like Isha Cloud. Morgan's a miyuchas now. Ibailu, Misha ain't like Isha Cloud. You lost your not residency, something. I forgot what it's called. Whatever. Yeah, Ibailu, yeah. Ibailu, Misha ain't like Isha Cloud. Somebody who doesn't have a wife at all, I don't miss any shrew yet. She's not with him. Tashma, I'll miss any like Yeshlevi, any shrew yet. If you're going out of town to teach your Rebbe in Africa, that's also a shtickle problem. Zashbi Gamara, Rebbe Diamond. No, that's not fun. Oh, because I don't know. I understood that it'd be like not with you, you know, so like you're, I don't know. When you find Rebbe, right? They go to the bar park every day. Right. Now that's called your wife has a handle on you. A lot of Rebbe. Maybe the I'm a little year.
Then after 2 years, you lose half your pay and you.
Where? Which yeshiva? Where is it? Yeah. Okay. He says you can't be with animals. So we're not worried about that. Maybe you would be able to right.
Next.
Zakta Mishnah.
Oh, come on.
Kol Shah Sukkov. You ready? Next, last Mishnah. Kol Shah Sukkov im Hanoshim, lo yisyachid im Hanoshim. Whatever, if your business is with women, so then you shouldn't be misyach with Noshim. And this means that even though there's a heter to be misyach with Noshim, Harbi, so it's not a problem. And normally you would be able to over here. Since your business with ladies, so the problem is that you can get some, you have something some like kind of, you're going to get some kind of, it becomes like a Levi Gospel type of thing. So in middle, nothing really helps. You have to be careful, not even Yachid. You should not teach your son a business that's Noshim, that's a woman, because you got to keep him clean. Teach him something that's nice and easy. Not just clean in the sense of women, keeping him to a business that doesn't integrate women in the business, but you should also keep him into a business that's easy and not a hard business, not a tough business. There's hard business, there's easy business. You could sit in your chair and tell your people to pack bags, or you could be a roofer. It's hard business. It's not, what's it called? Please bow to me, shall Ishiv and Fasu Jaloi, you should down to the Abishta, she ain't omnis. There's no business that doesn't have poor and rich. Everything's telling you schus and melo. You could have a roofer who can make it. You have a roofer that can't make it. It has nothing to do with the roofing. The roofing industries are people that make it and don't. Paper goods that make it and don't. The diaper people that make it and don't. And everything is totally in the schus. And melo, you dive into the Eivishter that you should be from the one that has parnosa.
And to what's your name? He's like, he goes, thank you, Akadosh Baruch, for bringing Moshe into my store.
He's great. He's so great.
He's better than you. What? He's serious. He's 100% serious.
He's
great.
He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spiro. Hashem Ben Moshe Melav Aimer.
The guy eats candy the whole day.
Oh, he doesn't care. He's on a sugar high.
He's on a sugar
high. Moshe Melav Aimer. He sees me a nechlas high of oik sheesh lavomnis. Beim spanish lavetzar. There's no such thing as an animal that has a geshef. How do you say geshef? A trade. Very good. Beim spanish lavetzar. They have no issues. You ever see a stressed out donkey? No such thing. Well, Lenny Reel Shamshani. No, I need to rusty Lashamish Kaini. Ain't a dish just five shots of time.
Hello,
my work is for the work and don't you feel as a full blow out of a fire? Hello, Shai Roisi Masai. What he's saying here is that these animals are meant Lasham Shani. They're created to be Mishamish the man. And they have no issue with Parnasa. So for sure I shouldn't have an issue with Parnasa. So he's saying is what the Mishnah is saying is that the Eibishter created the Bria that there should be Parnasa. I saw this in many different Sfarim, the Shamash Shmuel, and this one, and that one. There's like a million different Sfarim on this. Kipachti is Parnasasi, that you ruin your Parnasa, which means you, the Eibishter created that everybody should have Parnasa, and the Parnasa should be good, and it should work out. A person, if he does Averis, and he doesn't do the right thing, then Kipachti is Parnasi. He ruins Parnasa. That the Parnasa is the what? Yeah, maybe it's because of not the right things were done. You didn't spend your time wisely. Oh, yeah.
No, because there's also in Yiddishkeit, there's also that you don't want to take away the scar from Adam Havu.
Right.
There's always
a lot of different facets. In this thing of Parnasa, but one of them is this one. I saw someone speaks out that when a person gives Miser because he's doing well, and then the next year he's not doing well, so he doesn't give the Miser, and the Abishah tells him, listen, you give the same Miser you gave last year. If you give the same Miser, I'll do what? I saw Kipachtis Parnasi, that even though the Parnasa went down, if you do that schus of Meiser and you do that, you show the Eberstadt that I'm still going to continue doing what I'm doing, even though today, this year it's hard. No, I'm not talking about giving same percentage. So even though it's hard for you this year because now you're not making that money, you're giving out Meiser, Eberstadt will say, you know what, I'll bring you back your money. Amagurian ish tzadian amimushim amagurian liyamad adam's benay chamar should be a donkey driver, gamal a camel driver, kader is a potter man, saplin is a boatman, right? Wagon. Saplin is what? Is sailor, boatman. Raya is a shepherd. Bechemini is a breadberry man. Jemnasin umnas listim. This is all umnas listim. Why? Rashi says a lotion that they go out. These guys, when they go out on the road, they end up taking stuff that's not theirs, and also they end up hiring themselves out, and people don't keep their what they say, and end up it's umnas listim. Yuda Rashi says Shlomo Drachman and Chnasim will like them eat them in Akramim. The prayers. The Oishan Shkam on the Mavim. Yuda Mishmoya Hakamorin, Ruben Rishayim. The donkey drivers are most Rishayim because of the listing. They're robbers. The Gamolin, Ruben Kshayim. The Gamolin are Ruben Kshayim. Because what happens is when your life is always in a matzav sakana. The people in Gaza, I assure you one thing, they're not thinking about doing an aveira right now. They're thinking about Hashem. When your life is in danger, you always look up to Hashem. There's nowhere else to look. You're in the middle of the boondocks. You're in Bumble something, Kentucky. I don't know where you are. Their hearts are broken to the Eibishter. They have nobody else to rely on. So Melo, they're Ruben Ksherin. So that's on the camel drivers. Basafanim is Ruben Chasidim. That's the boatman's, because they always. They always go out to go to Makar Takana also, both were shaken, and tried going on a rowboat on Kalamaya with your family, and you'll understand what it means. Doing a rock and a hard place.
We'll wait for him to get in there. We'll see.
The best of the doctors are Leganim. And the best of the butchers, Shufi Shalamol. What does it mean, Toy Shibroifim? It's like 1,004,000 shotim. Rosh is any yurim and acholim. The doctor not scared of acholim. Acholim, Michael Bream. Any mashab, leave a mucham. Rosh saying like five different things Rosh says over there. So, Toy Shibroifim is like a hand of means that if he doesn't look,
thinks he's doing it himself.
He thinks he's got it made. He knows the remedy. He went to, I'm eight years in medical school. Don't tell me what to do. I know for a fact the Z-Pack. Okay, listen, God plays a role of it. Take it easy with him. That's Parshat Shot. Another shot is Toshib Roifim Gehenna means that if the Roifer realizes that he's going to go to Gehenna, and when he doesn't help the person properly because he has a chaylos to help, that is a type of Roifim. That's the one you want to go to. The guy who has the achrayus on him. Another shot is that on the person, that if you believe in type of Roifim, then you go to Gehenna. Means you believe that the Roifim is what's it called? Same thing, just like that. Another shot is that the the what?
So the same rough is the way of the book.
The of Rafur.
Up to everybody.
Yeah, it's a big shot. What this means,
Rabbi Skusa,
yeah.
We'll be wasting our time.
I think so.
Another thing that he says that if you have a doctor that heals a person because of money, and a person doesn't have money, he won't heal him. That's the Gehenna. And I saw the Shuk Chemin brings down that the Shaila, you have a doctor that he comes to the hospital and he sees a rich family. They go over to him and listen to him. I'm dying, I gotta help him out. But there's a person over there who's dying. He leaves the person dying because they have no insurance. And he goes to this person paying out of pocket, no problem. He said that doctor has to be removed. You gotta remove the doctor 100%. The pocket brings down from Kankayevsky and from the stipler. The doctors who are in it for the money should be removed from the hospital. I got this rush over there about money and the doctor. I know today every doctor is only for money. I mean, I don't know, maybe not. Taking money is not a problem, but taking patients only the ones that have the money and not being busy with the ones that don't have money, that's what the problem is. At the end, he says, yeah.
That's done every day.
Is it obvious? Who?
That's done every day. They have no insurance,
you
have no money, you're not going to be treated. Listen.
What count? Is it
obvious
or
it's nothing? No, and the socialized medicine is
worse. Why? But that's why he's refused. That's the whole
thing.
Still, try getting into a nursing home
and you didn't
care. Look it up,
John. Tasha's grandfather, whose son was named after Binyamin, is Ben Sokol, his grandfather in Chicago. He has kind of anybody knows him. He would say that the only reason why he was able to put food on his table because he worked for a hospital, so he got a salary. But the minute he left the hospital every day at 5 o'clock till 12 o'clock at night, there were people outside his door and he never charged anybody. In the morning he woke up, there were people by his door. He would write prescriptions a whole day and night, never charged a person his life. And the only reason why he was able to live is because he had a salary in the hospital. But the guy, even then, it was nothing. He died penniless. Panther's name. Yeah. That's a Torah Shavu Roifim. Zot the Gemara, and the Tabachim. Tabachim was when you have a Sveikus, so merely you end up giving, you gotta have the steak last night, you know, on the pizza. And if it's not kosher, it's not kosher. Big deal. Just bring it over. And I hope it was kosher last night. I don't have any meat by me. Meniachani, oh, there was in the chom. Meniachani called Umnish Ba'ilam. Meni Malam is Meniach Torah. This is a way to finish a Masechta. So he says that I'm leaving all Umnish Ba'ilam and now is Meniach Torah. Why? Sha'adam Aicham Skara Ba'amazet. That came from Lelam Abba. And the reward is Lelam Abba. Veshakul Umnish Ainikin. Kishadam Ba'al Dechoyli, Ode Ziknuk. You get sick, you get old. Is only so long that a guy could schlep those partitions to the bathrooms. You're going to die of hunger. I mean, at 70 years old, Morty Berger ain't going to be able to do the trim. You know what I mean? It's too much. If your omnis is Toro, Anakin El Masham Rosso, and you call Ra. Ben Rosso, even says like Ach is a thick of a Zeknusai when he gets older. Ben Rosso, my Oimer, Prevashim Yachuk, Fayach. The Zeknusai, my Oimer, Oyunuvim Saver. That's a pasuk. That's the pasuk Gemara brings down. Chenu Eva Avram Vino Avram Zokim Hashem Berach Avram Akol. Matzino Shasa Avram Vino Eskalat Arkulo. He kept the whole Torah. Absolutely no. Shema Eikim Hashem Avram Akol Vishma Shmati Mitzvoisai Hukoisai Veseroisai. So this is a very big sugya. The Marsha asks already. The Gemara Mishnah and Ova says that a Torah without Derech Eretz is not Miskayim. If you have Torah and you don't have a Omnus, you're not misguided. You can't live. You can't live. You have to have onus. So what does it mean? So Masha says, what Pshat is, he's teaching someone what's important. Of course you have to have onus. Of course you have to have a geshäft, a way to make someone else and bring in income. That's Pasha. Then you have to teach your kid an onus. But the main thing, your main focus should be on Torah. That's what it means. Because the omnis goes away at the end of the day. When you're 70, you're not installing bathroom partitions, or you're not being a roofer, or whatever else you do. But comes to Tyro, you'll have that you'll have. So if that was your focus, when you get older, you'll have what to do. The Pnei Shua says that no. What he means is aim not only of an omnis. There's people you could make an omnis out of Tyro also. You could be a rebbe. You could if you focus on Tyro. You could tour the Bacharim. There's ways to make Parnasa from Torah, so you have best of both worlds. That's what he's saying. So you have to, of course, you teach a kid omnis. Teach him omnis of Torah. Teach him a way to be a orangutan learning, and that could be his Parnasa. Who? you have to be able to walk.
You don't have to go to the wheelchair.
You have to go to work, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Right?
I don't know about that. What was it?
Yes.
I don't know if you know this doctor did not walk.
Yeah, I knew him, yeah. And if the young doctor's out, wasn't all of them, is that? Yeah. That's what the Bnei Shua says. So maybe you should teach your kid Torah. Isaac of Torah. I saw someone brings down that the pasuk over here bringing from Avram. It says over there the lashon of pasuk is in that part. Looking at that that lashon of pasuk. He left. He told Yishmael to stay with Sarah. That lashon. It's in that pasuk over there. Yeah, Ramin told Yishmael to stay with Sarah when the Malachim were there. That's the Lashon. He says the reason why we end with that is because we're talking about Yichus and Avram Avinu told Yishmael stay with Sarah while the Malachim here. So shouldn't be a problem with Yichud. The pasuk is.
If you listen to Laney, this was coming out.
They are Rav. Anything that is business with lady, surura. It's not good, and the connection is very bad. Surura going at surfing. Surfing is the guys who make the gold. These are the gold people that they handle with ladies the whole day with the earrings, the bracelets, the necklace. Sirikim is the people who make the begodim. Vanakiris is the people who grinders. Vanroichlin are the people of the peddlers. Vagadiyim is the weavers, right? Vasaparim is barbers. Hakovsim, the cleaners. Vagera is the guy who lets blood. Balan is the guy who heats up the bathhouses. Vaburski is the Russian. Ema Midin Iversky is the Iris. Ema Midim Ham Loy Melech, you can't put a king from them, like Kain Godel. My timer. Let me show silly, not because Pasal, I'm showing Zilu Messiah. Because it's a degrading profession. Tonara Bonon, Asar Dvarim Nemru Begera. There's 10 things said by Gera. Gera is the guy who lets blood. Mahalak Al Tzidoy, he goes on his side. The Ruchi Gasa, the Nitla, the Yeshiv in Itzara. The Yeshiv. So it doesn't mean he goes on a side, that he's an arrogant person, right? It's a guy where he walks like
swag.
He's all that in a cup of tea. Ruchay Gasa, he's haughty, Vinitla, Yeshiv, Ainatar, he's very stingy. He eats, he brings down over Ainatar money, Lahitziklum, Nashu, Malumid, Lahitzl, Itzlam, Akizim. He eats, he's always eating for free. Ainam, Malumid, Lahitzi, doesn't take out of his pocket. He becomes a stingy guy. So, becoming a stingy guy, you could train yourself not to be stingy by doing things that don't allow you to spend money, you become a stingy guy. That's an interesting from this Gemara. Like, he hangs around people that bring, he's always by people who bring food, and he never takes it out of his pocket, so he becomes stingy. It's an art to know how to give also. Vayner Ra, not to be stingy. Vayner Ra has a bad look on things. Eichel Harba, he eats a lot of Moitzi Kimo, takes very little. Kurash is a Matim, it's a Moitzi, yeah, because he eats fatty stuff. Lechem Naki, Ubasa Shomin. Because he hangs out with women who need him. No, he hangs out with women who need him. Val Gezel. The reason why Gezel is because this letting blood is a weight loss process. It's like a, what do you call it? The Ozempic. And Mela, women come to try to become, get skinny, and they steal from the husband the money to do this lead blooding. Bloodletting. Right. I've had that many times. Shrikas Damen, and also Shrikas Damen, maybe take out too much blood. You should always teach your son umnis. That's, you don't teach umnis kiyavikala. You know, you get your hands dirty. I don't know if you ever saw chaplain not at work. Mahi, what is umnis kiyavikala? Muda machta to talmusa. the Umnus Kiyokal is like the row of what? Like some, yeah, it's simple, plain thing. Tani Rabbi Yaima, in Lachumus, Shaveris Ben Olam. There's no profession that is going to ever go away, which means that is not needed. And even if it's bad, yeah, I just came back. No, and I'm going to Shaveris Ben Olam. Asher Mi Sharoya Sairo, the Omnes Ma'ula. Blessed is the one that sees his family with a beautiful omnis. You have a whatever omnis is. Oyla misha roya zayra b'omnis peguma with a bad omnis. Iyev shel oylem loy baisim uvelay burski. It's not possible to have a world without a perfume store, or a burski is the guy that does the makes leather jackets, which is a very smelly kishav. Means woe is the one that is stuck in a family that stinks, and the one that smells good, you know, those guys don't go to bed. It's impossible to have a world without male and female. This is very interesting. Gemara, it says banav zacharim v'ayla misha banav nekevus. It's referring only to the males. So the Meiri says that you have Bonov who act like Zacharim, or you have Bonov that act like Nekevus, then you got a problem. That your boys are like Nekevus. But the Pashup Shana Gemara is that Bonov Zacharim means that your boys act, do mitzvahs, and they're looking to do mitzvahs. That's if you Asher Misha Bonov Zacharim, that they act like that. But they're not looking to do mitzvahs. They're just, you know, looking to get along, get around. Basically, everything's up to Hashem. So you could have the best business. You go to college for 10 years, and you could be a doctor that treats mice. And basically, you're a mice doctor. So you make your mice in Rubik of Mosek. Or you could be or you whatever, yeah. You could be a veterinary doctor and make $50,000, or you could be a baron doctor and you never went to school and you don't know what's the goal and you make your money. So Tanya, I never saw a tzvi kayetz means that he dries out the figs. Varisabel, that he carries the package. With shul chemini and a fox was a storekeeper. Him is pashal b'tzar, and they had no problems. The himle nivel and shemsheni, and he wasn't shamish kaini. Miles on Nibiru Shamsham and Fasms of Tsar, and Isha Bris Shams Kanya and Indigenous Bansh of Tsar, El Sharoisi as my city, Kipakis, Pasinosi, Shema, when a second he do. And I saw that's the header, by the way, that today we use animals for experiments because the animals are mainly Shamsham. You're allowed to use animals for experiments if you need to. Dr. Mishnah. Somebody has a relation with mom. Balish's av, his wife, his father's wife, Dal. Zion Dal. Val Katlo, Val Zocher, Val Behemo, Mount Shushad, Isham Adias Abahim, Amagadid, Isham Adias Abahim, who brings the animal to be violent. Amagadid, Val Avizar, Van Isham Zion, Mother, Val Ovi, Dun, Kal Shabbat, and Kal Ovi, and Val Nan, and Rasa, and Messiah. It's embarrassing for the lady.